All right, so I don't know. I keep trying to find the right name for this. We used to call it Make Me Laugh Monday, and I think last week I called it Good Morning Michigan. It's like, I don't know, it's like trying to find, got counselor and comedian Drew Fralick on the line from Michigan, and have we been doing this for more than a year now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing more how time goes by, isn't it?
The time has flown by. Well, we've had a few things happen since.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, it's well, it's weird because, like, I thought this last week for me felt like it took a long. I'm like, remember all the discussion there was about the presidential debate last Tuesday night? And that was,
I know.
That was, like, less than a week ago. That feels like it was a couple years ago.
I know. That was, yeah, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
Now, listen, this is, I'm going to call an audible at least momentarily. We're going to go with the subject. But as long as I've just referenced the debate, did you see any of it?
I did. I watched it. I'll tell you the complete truth. I watched it for about 7 minutes. And
yeah.
I was like, I have to turn this off.
Yeah.
So,
I was watching
so
it on the,
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So uncomfortable.
I was watching it on the phone, and I thought if my kids were with me, I would have been like, well, don't act like that, you know? So anyhow,
yeah.
Different terms were food fight and train wreck. So, okay. But what I wanted to talk about is comedy. Like,
yes.
Comedians, I mean, they a lot of times they think, you know, the class clown grows up and then, but I'm just wondering, inside the mind of a comic, because you've done a lot of stand-up comedy in China and now back here in the States, and you love that besides counseling. So are comedians, I mean, do they have to be the funniest guy in the room?
I think for the most part, yes. And actually, you know, you kind of nailed it, what you just said right there, the class clown. It's kind of like you're the smartest kid in your high school, you know?
Yeah.
And then you go to, like, Harvard or something, and all of a sudden you find out you're, like, the dumbest kid in the class. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're used to being the top dog, and then you go to the NFL and you find out, there's all these guys that are better than me.
Yeah, you might have been the funny guy in your elementary school, but all of a sudden, mm-hmm. Wow, in junior high, there's other kids, and then high school, and then college. And so what's it like mm-hmm. when comedians are around each other? I mean, is there that unspoken trying to outdo?
I think so, yeah. It can be quite uncomfortable. I have a friend who's a full-time comic in New York, obviously not working during this time, but he gave me some really good advice one time. He said that you need comedy friends, and then you need friends
mm-hmm.
that are just not, you know, like you can just hang out and have dinner and not talk about, you know, what's your next bit or something like that. We call it actually the tiny open mic, and that's when comics hang out together. They're not actually talking to each other. They're just sort of trying out material, and
okay.
That's like the tiny open mic before the real open
mic. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, the story that comes to mind for me that's kind of painful in this regard is Jay Leno and David Letterman, and they made a movie about this, right? Because
mm-hmm.
these guys were best buddies, and Leno had made more appearances on Letterman's talk show on NBC than anybody else. But then he also, Leno, because Letterman had his own show, so I don't know that he guest hosted for Johnny too much, but then mm-hmm. Leno gets, you know, they overlook Dave and choose Leno to be, mm-hmm. and that was like the end of the, you know, it was just like
mm-hmm.
two brilliant
yeah.
comedians, right? So
there's a great book out there. People can check it out if you're interested in comedy. It's called I'm Dying Up Here, and it's the history of comedy. It deals a lot with Leno and Letterman, that whole thing.
Okay.
And out at the Comedy Store in L.A. and all this stuff.
It's
a fascinating read how those guys all came up together.
Yeah.
And then ended up hating each other, basically, you know. So it's very interesting.
Well,
but yes, there's competition.
Absolutely. So it's just different, though. You know, it's just like if you're a singer, it's not like you go in a room and you're just singing. But, I mean,
Is there like that with radio hosts, Mark?
No, we're just a humble breed. We're just...
do you guys hang out together and, like, Dave from the other station is like, coming up at 8:30, my wife will be serving dinner.
Yeah. No, we did have something recently for this movie, Switched, which our friend Andrea Polnasek from Chippewa Falls, it's a faith-based movie, and so there was a media gathering. And so it was good to see other media folks, but I got to say, in this age of COVID, it's all virtual. Hey, we got to go. Drew, thanks so much. Andrew Fralick, Drew Fralick there from Michigan. Inside a Comic's Mind. That's what every week I get a different name for this segment here on WWIB. All right, so you've been a guest, honey. You've been a guest, Peggy Halverson, on a number of times. We just had you on the phone, Caleb and I, the other day.
Sure.
But you've never really co-hosted the show.
I have not.
All right, so that was kind of an honor.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about it.
So just Caleb and Hillary, hopefully you'll be back soon. But in the meantime, you're here today, and I appreciate you sitting in. So typically this is when the three of us kind of recap our weekend.
Sure.
So ladies first.
Well, I think we've sort of had the same weekend, so there won't be a whole lot of
That's
difference.
True. There's some overlap.
So I guess the big event for us this weekend is that Elena had been excited all week long last week about going for a hike in Hoffman Hills.
Uh-huh.
And so I even looked at the weather and I'm like, I don't know, honey, Sunday's weather's a little nicer than Saturday. But she was set. We were going to go on Saturday.
I did hear you have that talk with
uh-huh.
her. It's interesting. You know, she's sweet, kind, empathetic, Elena. But boy, when she has, she determines, she can get so focused and she has this leadership bone just rise up in her. Like, this is the way it's going to be.
Once she has her mindset on something, you really have a hard, tough time changing it.
Right. So Hoffman Hills was the destination.
Yes. So we packed a picnic lunch and we headed out there and it was a beautiful drive on the way there. And then we thought we were going to take the more wetlands hike. And then unexpectedly, we ended up at the tower. So the trails all sort of merged together. And so it was a great adventure.
And you captured some senior photos of our 17-year-old Grace.
So. I did. That was a lot of fun. They turned out pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have quite the, you would have loved to be a photographer.
I would have. Yeah. I loved doing photography in high school and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I had some good dog walks in, two of them on Saturday. I love to see... The dog Wesley, the little black poodle, I mean, he's especially fixated to you. But, I mean, when he just gets out there and just runs, I just love to see his joy.
He has a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah. So that's great. And I guess that was a big part of it. The Packers actually played a night. Not that you care all that much. But anyhow.
I'm glad you enjoy sports.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and there is some sports to be enjoyed, I guess. So
yeah, and we had some family meals. So I've been gone for the last couple of weeks, and so just being back and making dinner and having family time, it was really nice.
So didn't quite get around to board games. That didn't quite materialize.
No.
But
we
anyhow,
were gonna do that.
It's tough to get everybody together, and so anyhow, that's kind of recapping our weekend for you. 724 WWIB. This song came up yesterday. It's one of your favorites, some of our discussion. Sidewalk Prophets, Live Like That. Kind of set it up. What do you love about this tune?
It's just my prayer for my life, my goal for who I want to be. And it's sort of my focus. You know, if you want to set a vision for the life you want to live, this song pretty much summarizes it for me.
Yeah, very good. All right, we call it the Monday Mailbag. Caleb and Hillary away, but Peggy Halverson's here. So Halvo and Halvo will answer your question. And today, it's all about Cody's question at 715-396-1670. Cody wants to know, what is our favorite verse from both the Old and New Testament? I asked him, are tithes allowed? And he said, yes. Also then, what translations or versions of the Bible do you own? And he has the ESV, NIV, NKJV, and NLT. All right, let's start with the favorite Bible verse, Old Testament.
Old Testament. That one wasn't too hard for me because I just recently, in the last 5 years, I finally found a verse that really sums up what I believe about God and what he means to me. And
that, is this like your life verse?
Yeah, I guess if you would call it that, it certainly sums up what's most important to me. It's A.W. Tozer who said the most important thing about a person is what they believe about God.
Right.
And for
I guess this is from Psalm 23?
Yes, it is. Right. For me, the most important thing about what I believe about God is that he's good and that he always loves me. And so Psalm 23:6 summarizes that both in one verse when it says, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Excellent. And that's fantastic how it brings them both together.
Yeah.
For me, as I pondered it, some getting it from Cody this morning, I'm like, I guess Zechariah 4:6, and that's not going to surprise you. That's been my favorite verse as it relates to Teamwork Africa, which will turn 10 years old this spring. But just in general, I love it. And it says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And there's just so much. His spirit hovered over the waters at the beginning, raised Jesus from the dead, indwells believers, inspired the writers of Scripture. The spirit, the unappreciated member, the most unappreciated member of the Trinity, I think, So I just love that verse. Okay, New Testament, favorite New Testament
verse. Okay, that one was way harder because there's a lot of scriptures that I go to, and I looked through several of them today, and I've been thinking about Galatians 6:9 lately. I just gave a message on Romans 8. I love Hebrews 12. But I am going to choose 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, which says, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them all and will last forever." Verse 18. "So we don't look at the troubles we see now, but rather we fix our gaze on the things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we can't see will last forever."
Listen, that's fantastic. I love that passage, too. Cody, I mean, pick your favorite New Testament Bible verse. I mean, really, like, wow. But I guess there's verses I share just about every morning in the call to the day right before 6 o'clock, and any regular listener there knows that. And one of those is 1 John 4:19, and it says, "We love because he first loved us."
Perfect.
And we've got a plaque in our house that says that. I love that. And it's that we didn't love God first. He loved us first.
Yeah.
And then that what goes right with it, though, because you can't have one without the other, is Romans 5:8. And you see our own Greg Stewart with his portrait holding that verse. I love that. Greg and I, great bonding over that, which says, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." WWIB, and as promised, joining us on the line this morning is Alice in Dairyland, Julia Nunes. And this isn't just any old Alice in Dairyland, folks. She is originally from Chippewa Falls. So, Julia, welcome back to your home stomping grounds here.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back broadcasting live to the area that I'm from. So that's awesome.
So how long have you been serving as Alice in Dairyland?
Yes. So I was selected in June, and I officially started on July 6th. So it's crazy that it's been, 3 months? So it's still wild to me, but it's been an adventure so far, that's for sure.
How challenging during this COVID year, then? What are some of the extra challenges of that?
There's definitely some extra challenges. Not as many in-person events, which is probably just the hardest part, just because that's kind of what you're used to growing up watching Alice in Dairyland. You always see her at the state fair or World Dairy Expo or county fairs. So there's just a lot of different stuff this year, a lot more virtual. So I'm trying to do a lot of virtual content. Like I do a lot of cooking videos on my Facebook. So it's a year full of new things for me.
So was there a certain age growing up where it first occurred to you that, hey, I'd like to be Alice in Dairyland maybe someday?
I think ever since I met Alice. I think the first time I met Alice was when I was around 10. Chippewa County actually hosted the 60th Alice in Dairyland competition, and I'm the 73rd. So I got to kind of meet all the contestants at the 60th competition. My mom was on the praying committee, and ever since then I've kind of followed Alice and seen her at different events and always thought she was a great role model for agriculture and for youth in agriculture. And I guess I always kind of wanted to do that, but I never really thought I would have the opportunity to be Alice in Dairyland. So it's a very humbling experience to be chosen as the 73rd Alice in Dairyland.
Julia Nunes from Chippewa Falls is Wisconsin's Alice in Dairyland. And the job is what? I mean, what's the chief task put before Alice?
Yes, so I am an ambassador for agriculture for the state of Wisconsin. So I get to highlight things from the dairy industry, which is what my passion is. I grew up on a dairy farm, but I also get to learn about all the other different agriculture things going on in Wisconsin, from cranberries to ginseng to mink to corn growers. So I kind of get to cover everything and kind of share all the information I learn on all my platforms.
All right, so the reason we really had you on here in this first Monday of October is what?
October is American Cheese Month, and it's not the American cheese that you might put on your burger. It's American cheeses that started here, that originated here, whose recipes are from the Americas. So that's what October is. So we're celebrating American cheeses. And some American cheeses that originated from right here in Wisconsin are a Baby Swiss, Brick, Munster, Colby Cheese, Monterey Jack. So that's what American Cheese Month is right here in October. We get to highlight those and eat a lot of them.
So I'm surprised by the Baby Swiss because, I don't know, I wouldn't think that originated here?
I believe that Swiss cheese didn't originate here, but I think baby Swiss did originate in Wisconsin. At least that's the information I was given. I think that there's a lot of European cheeses that here in America and here in Wisconsin especially, we kind of give a little twist and make it our own.
Mm-hmm. Now, my wife Peggy is co-hosting with me today, and your dad worked at a cheese factory for a while when you were growing up.
Yes, he did, Ellsworth Creamery.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the best around, right?
I love Ellsworth cheese, Chris. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of cheese altogether. So super excited that we had so many different kind of cheeses that originated here. That's awesome.
So we were a little bit stumped last week. I had Caleb was guessing these originally, like the list in the story that came out from Learfield, Alice in Dairyland, had four of them. So it listed Colby, Jack, Munster, but Brick. We were like, what is Brick cheese? Brick is the description of somebody takes a bad shot in basketball. So what is Brick cheese?
Truthfully, I'm not a cheese master yet. I probably need to do a lot more research on the different types of cheeses, but there's so many cheeses here in Wisconsin. And actually, here in Wisconsin, we're the number one cheese producer in the nation, and if Wisconsin was a country, we would be listed fourth in the world just from Wisconsin. So there's a lot of different cheeses we have going on here in Wisconsin, and I don't know everything about all of them yet, but I'm sure after my year, I'll know more.
All right. Very good. Do you have a favorite cheese?
Oh, that is also a really tough question for me. I grew up on a dairy farm, and I worked in a cheese plant for a summer, so cheese is something that's very near and dear to my heart, and it's really hard for me to pick just one of them. But if I had to pick one, I'd say, like, I don't know, whatever's in my fridge.
There we go. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Hey, Julia Nunes, congratulations on being Alice in Dairyland. Enjoy it, and we wish you the best during this American Cheese Month, okay?
Yes, thank you very much, and eat Wisconsin cheese this month.
Absolutely. Yay. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Well, we stopped by recently. We had a Friday night where we were with some friends, and we went out and got some cheese curds. Remember a local?
Oh, yes.
And that was quite an enjoyment.
We were discussing the best cheese curds in the Chippewa Valley, or in Eau Claire, because we weren't going to go all the way to Chippewa Falls.
But, right, but we landed some, and you were quite...
They were pretty good.
Peggy Halverson is our special guest co-host today on WWIB 10 Before 9. You just got back last Tuesday, picked you up at the airport in the Twin Cities, a 2-week trip to Liberia. It seemed like a really good trip.
Yes. It was kind of dicey to get there. I didn't know what to expect with traveling, with COVID and everything, and my flight got canceled and rescheduled, and it was just tricky to just get there and find out how are we going to manage it. So,
we should mention for people who don't know, you're the executive director of Teamwork Africa, a nonprofit. That's going on 10 years old next spring. So.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah. Our work in Liberia is working with churches and believers there to meet the physical and spiritual needs of their communities. And the last couple of years have been a lot of transition after Mark and I moved back from Liberia to here. And then just really sad that we lost our founding partner, Peter Flomo, almost 2 years ago in January. Just made things really difficult. So it's been a lot of transition since then, and this is the best trip that I've had since we moved back by far. And I'm really excited about some of the programs that we have. We're moving a lot towards self-sustainability and away from support and towards investment and really helping people help themselves. And one of the best things we did a Farming God's Way conference. I know all the farmers in this area will be interested in that. And it's a agriculture program that was designed in Africa for Africa. And so it just teaches a lot of practical best practices on land management, soil conservation, crop rotation. And it was fantastic. We had a great time, a lot of team building. I brought 14 of my favorite people with me, and we did this great thing. The guy who led it, his name is Bill Siebold, and he grew up in Wauwatosa.
My hometown. Yeah.
Small
cool.
world.
I just friended him on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. So we started out with that, and then we met with a lot of our kids who are hoping to be on scholarship this fall. In Liberia, they are trying to finish up last year's school term in November, October, November, and they're going to start their new school year in December. and try
See,
to...
so COVID craziness is not limited to the United States.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. If you think our school system is messed up for school, it's way
Imagine
worse.
Imagine if you were still trying to finish last year's school year, right?
Yeah.
That
and
would be worse.
All the kids from sixth grade down have to homeschool. They get a packet of lessons from their school, and they have to go study it at home. And then they're scheduled to come for their end-of-the-year exam. And if they pass, they go on to the next grade. And if they fail, they have to repeat a grade.
And they don't all have laptops and do hybrid and virtual.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Yeah.
No, there's no such
thing
as that.
Third world challenges.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, my goodness. So many things happened. I'm forgetting. Oh, we did a lot of rice distribution. There's still a lot of
food insecurity.
And
again, that was worth noting when we talked, Caleb and I talked to you last week, because some of that money raised right here through the picnic in the parking lot.
Yes.
And again, a shout out to Days Gone By, Early Learning Center. They were so generous as a
sponsor. Yes. So we did a lot of that. I bought 30 bags of rice while I was there. And we distribute it to several churches and communities and individuals that we're partners with. And just a lot of appreciation for the help that they receive from the Chippewa Valley in helping them make sure they have enough food to eat right now.
Fantastic. All right. People want to learn more, teamworkafrica.org.
You can also find us on Facebook.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much.